Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I want to thank you for listening to our program this morning. Hope you'll become a regular listener. We also want to encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. On this website, you'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We also want to invite you to our worship services at 1369 U.S. 127 Bypass. Come and worship God with us. You always receive a warm welcome. The time of our services will be given at the end of this broadcast, and we want you to know that you'll always be welcomed here as we open up the pages of God's holy and divine will. Today, we are looking at a question concerning prayer. The questionnaire says, "The more I pray, the more God says no. Does He only care about certain people? How can I tell that He is really hearing me?" Well, this person sounds confused and frustrated. When we look to God for special responses and we do not get them, sometimes it causes us to wonder whether or not He is truly listening. Does God really understand my feeling? Does He really understand my need? And does He understand the problem or difficulty that I am currently having? The answer to this is yes. And He said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Mark 14:36. Now, when you read the biblical account of Jesus' prayer before being arrested and eventually crucified, He prayed this same prayer three times. Was Jesus distressed when He made these requests to His Father? No. We can continue reading in Mark 14, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch." The hard truth is this. Sometimes the only way for God's will to be done is by telling us no to what we ask of Him. Jesus was going to die, and He well understood and accepted that that was the reason He came to this earth. He must die in order for the penalty of sin to be paid once and for all for mankind. What man could not do for himself, God would intervene and do for him. "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. For this purpose I came to this hour." John 12:27. Jesus then understands our struggles and confusion in these types of matters. What we need to do is look deeper into God's will and purpose for each of us in His lot. God may be trying to accomplish some good in us, and that will become clearer when time passes. Never lose your trust in Him. Learn to allow these setbacks to increase your faith, not to diminish it. In this you will greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see Him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. 1 Peter 1:6-9. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that when we pray, there are three answers that we may receive. One is yes, two is no, and three is not at this time. If one has the faith and trust and confidence in God, the scripture tells us in Matthew 6:8, He knoweth what we need even before we ask Him, yet we ask Him to demonstrate our trust and our confidence and faith in Him. If we have that trust and confidence to pray to Him and seek His guidance or His counsel or something that we need in order to sustain a current problem or tribulation we are having, then we must also have the faith and trust to accept His answer, whatever that answer may be. Now, we may not understand the answer that we are given, but understand that God's ears are open to the prayers of His children. 1 Peter 3:12 teaches us that. And God loves us. In Philippians 4:6, we are told to make our requests known unto God. And we are told in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, that we are to pray without ceasing. In all of these exhortations and admonitions, we are told that we need to pray and seek God for help. We're also told in the book of James, chapter 1, that we need to ask in faith. And we need to ask in accordance with God's will. And we need to accept whatever answer that God may give us for whatever reason that He may seem fit to do whatever is best for our lives and to fulfill His will. The problem many times is that we live in a quick fix society and we can just flip a light switch and the light comes on. We have an ache or pain and we go to a doctor and we get a prescription and we take a pill and we feel better. Or we get our back or neck begins to stiffen and we go to a chiropractor and we get a session and that is relieved. And we're looking for a quick fix, a quick remedy. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, there is no quick fix. There is no quick remedy. And sometimes God's will isn't apparent to us. Yet, if I trust God, if I love God, and know that God loves me, then I will trust that God knows what's best for me in my life, in whatever situation I may find myself. You see, the special blessing is that only those of God's children have the privilege and honor of being able to address Him as Father. And we have the distinct blessing from Him that we can pray to Him at any time, anywhere, under any circumstance, for any need that we may have in our life. That is a blessing. And we need to accept with that blessing comes responsibility. And the responsibility that we have is that we must ask things that are in accordance with His will. We don't ask things for selfish reasons. We don't ask things that are not in accordance with His will. And if we have faith and trust to pray to Him, then we must also accept the answer that He gives us. Now, some have asked the question along, I think, with this questionnaire, does God love more people than others? Does He favor some people over others? Well, in Matthew 5, verse 45, the Scripture says that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven, for He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends the rain on the just and the unjust. You see, everyone benefits from the blessings of God. Even the atheist who denies in his existence breathes the air and has the life that he has on earth because of the love of God and the long-suffering and the compassion of God. And yet he benefits even though he does not acknowledge or give credit to God as a source of all those things. God is completely fair and just in His dealings with mankind. He always has been and He always will. Never forget, He knows better what we need than what we do ourselves, as we alluded to earlier in Matthew 6 and verse 8. Let me give you an example. In raising our children, do we treat each of them differently? When I was raising my children, my youngest daughter is very dependable. Most of the time, a simple instruction is all that is needed to correct the matter. In the case of my son, it had to be much more stern and dogmatic. Did I love one more than the other? No, they were both just different. They were both acting upon different things and for different reasons, and so they had to be treated differently, as we are before God. Each of us is different. Each of us are in a different state of our spiritual walk, and each of us have different needs and desires. God knows that, and God knows our differences. He knows our strength. He knows our weaknesses, and He knows what can help us become stronger, and He can know what can aid us in the problem that we're having better than we do. Some of us do not really need the things for which we pray for. God does really have a better view of that than we do. Have you ever thought maybe God might think things that you could not handle at certain times in your life, so He doesn't give them to us? This is not preferential treatment or treating people with partiality, but with wisdom and love. This explains why God might give to others and withhold from me. Remember, God knows my heart. He knows my need. He knows what will really help me. He knows what will really strengthen me. And He knows in what degree and in what measure I need whatever I might be seeking. Listen carefully to these passages, dear listener. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. No height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 39. Trust Him, casting your care upon Him, for He careth for you. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. Dear listener, God loves His children. God has infinite wisdom. God has infinite power. And God knows what's best in our life, for He knows our needs even before we ask. God has given us the blessing of prayer. Prayer to communicate with our Father in heaven, to ask for strength, to ask for wisdom, to ask for guidance, to ask for help, or ask for comfort and compassion and long-suffering in time of need, in time of loss. There may not be anyone in this world that can understand you as well as your Creator. God created us. He knows how we're made up. He knows what we need. He knows how we can function at full capacity, and He knows what is needed in what measure in order to make us stronger, more dependable upon Him, and more efficient and more capable as members of His kingdom to go about seeking to spread the words of God's kingdom. We need to trust Him. We need to have confidence in Him. And we need to always seek His will in our life. And when He says no, or when He says not at this time, we need to accept it, not murmuring, not complaining, not doubting, but trusting, abiding in Him, knowing that in the end, it will work out for our benefit, and it will work out for our good if we will just put our hand in His hand and allow His love and His grace and His mercy and His compassion and His long-suffering with us to immerse us, to trust Him unwaveringly and without reservation, that whatever the answer might be to my prayer, that in the end, I will be better, I will be stronger, and I will be able to face whatever difficulty or dilemma that I might find myself in. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's not whether or not God hears you. God hears everything that man says, knows every thought that's in his heart, knows every desire that is pressed upon the heart of man, and is always there and never too busy to listen, to give guidance, to answer our prayer, and to help us deal with the difficulties of life. The problem is not with God, dear listener. The problem may be my faith. It may be my trust in Him, and to know that God is listening, God will answer, and God will do what's best. Dear listener, do you love Him? Do you trust Him? Then pray to Him, and He will answer your prayer, and be prepared to accept whatever answer that answer may be. Thank you for listening today. Tune in again next Lord's Day. Have a wonderful day, and come and worship.